Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thank you for helping me celebrate our third decade in the Small Business Advocate Show. Pete Sepp's our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Pete's with the, he's the leader. He's the King Biscuit over at the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. And they do a great job, folks. I've been very proud to tell you about them for over 20 years. They just work so hard up there, and I encourage you to support them. Go there and check out their website. See what they're working on. These are things, these are all, I promise you, 98 out of 100 things they're working on affect you and your small business. And so I also encourage you to support them with your financial support, because they can use your help. Whatever 25, 50, 100 bucks you can throw at them, they'll put to good use, I promise you. Hey, Pete, tell us a little bit about NTU.
We're a nonprofit, nonpartisan citizen group coming up on our 50th anniversary of working for lower taxes, limited government, taxpayer rights, and economic freedom. We not only do that at the federal level, we do it at the state and local level, mm-hmm. too, even the international level. We're a founder of a consortium of groups around the world trying to do the same things for taxpayers and small business owners.
And I'll tell you something, folks, that kind of activity around the world is good for everybody, because where there's a taxpayer organization, that's another a foot in the door of building some kind of representative democracy in those countries. And so that's the reason why I encourage you. NTU is a global leader, not just the United States. So Pete, give us a report on some of the new IRS reforms that are going on. These are very important for small businesses.
Yes. Well, in April, the House of Representatives passed unanimously a whole bill full of taxpayer protections, things like protections against allowing the IRS to seize the assets of small businesses because they're suspected of something called structured transactions, meaning
right.
businesses that deal in a lot of cash get spied on, and the Internal
this
Revenue
is one
Service
of the
says,
one of the worst things that I've ever seen. This is criminal, folks. What the IRS has done to some people is criminal. They actually took their money out of the bank. They didn't do anything wrong. These are legitimate companies. They took hundreds of thousands of dollars out of their bank. Then they had to negotiate. They had to get their congressman to get the money, to get the IRS to agree to give it back to them. And then, incredibly, Pete, the IRS tried to negotiate a way to not give it all back, even though they didn't deserve any of it. Talk about chutzpah.
Yes, and
talk about chutzpah, Pete.
That's
I guess
right.
this is
and
one of the things that makes me so mad. I get worked up about this part.
Well, we should be, because this was not a process of a couple of weeks or months. This was years. These businesses spent. So they were ruined by the time
right.
they finally
right.
got justice. And we can't ever let that happen again. And the law that Congress passed, or that the House of Representatives passed, would put an end to this practice, dramatically curtail the IRS's ability to do these kinds of seizures. Mm-hmm. Well, the Senate has just introduced a bill of their own called S-3278, the Protecting Taxpayers Act. Now, they also have protections for small businesses in there, allowing for what's called a hardship exception. In other words, if the IRS is about to commit any kind of enforcement action, whether it's these crazy structured transaction enforcements or any other kind of enforcement against a small business as defined by the Small Business Administration, that business can apply directly to the taxpayer advocate for immediate relief. They can absolutely stop the IRS from engaging in an action that could shut down the business, especially when the business is doing nothing
is the
wrong.
Will the company be notified of how to do that? Because a lot of people won't know how to do that.
Yeah, that is going to be a challenge. And we need to actually add a few more items in that legislation.
Like a rescission rule, like a if you buy a condo, you got three days right of rescission. So here we're going to come take your money in 3 weeks, and in the meantime, you've got time. You can contact these people to see if you can stop us. They ought to be required to do that.
And I think we need to understand if any of your listeners have yet to come in contact with the IRS, be prepared. Small businesses are always in their crosshairs.
Yep,
it's
yep.
the perfect target for them.
Hey, Pete, thanks for the good reports today. Come back soon.
Absolutely.
Pete Sepp, ladies and gentlemen, NTU.org. Don't forget to check out that website. We'll get Pete back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.